Welcome to another edition of Meet the Community here this morning on AM 1340 KXEO. I'm your host, Matt Pilger, and joining us is the general manager of the Audrain County Handy Shop, Mr. Martin Keller. I want to say good morning to you, sir.
Morning, Matt.
Glad to have you on board here this morning. You've never done one of the Meet the Communities before, but you've been in the Mexico community for quite some time. For those folks that don't know you, just tell a little bit about yourself and your family, if you will.
Okay, well, I moved to Mexico in 1986. This is after I'd graduated from college, and I'd worked in construction after college. And I met my wife Dana at the Montgomery County Fair at a media banquet at the Montgomery County Fair, and with Bonnie K. Gibson encouraging me, we went out. And we got married in 88. I have two daughters. I have Lauren, who lives here in Mexico. She's married to Blake Oliver. And she works at the Center of Human Services in Callaway County. She's a caseworker for people with disabilities. My other daughter is Gabby Binger, and she lives in Valley Park, and she works as a marketing communications coordinator at the SB40 boards like Audrain Developmental Disability Services. She does that for the City of St. Louis and the County of St. Louis.
Wow.
What else you want to know, Matt?
That's the family.
That's my family.
So yep. Talk about where did you grow up at?
I was born and raised in Farber, went to Van Farr School, graduated from there in 1977. After high school, I went to Central Missouri State University. It was CMSU back then. I graduated with a degree in Bachelor Fine Arts and Commercial Art. And with that degree, I had planned on, while I was working construction, I found out about a job that was in the marketing department at Wetterall that was in Mexico, and that's kind of how I got hooked up in Mexico. When I was applying for the job at Wetterall, I ran into Joe May at the Mexico Ledger, and that's when he hired me to be a ad rep for the Mexico Ledger.
And then
after the Mexico Ledger, I went and worked at the Centralia Fireside Guard for 3 years, and then I came back as the ad manager at the Ledger for 25 years.
Wow. Let's talk a little bit more about Farber and the school district growing up there. Did you participate in sports? What were you into?
I played basketball, football.
Do track?
I did track, but I wasn't very good at it.
Well.
But, you know, I still got a letter, so that's all that matters.
That's right.
You know,
that's right.
I played golf for a while on the golf team. I wasn't very good at that either. I was in student council.
I'm still not good at golf.
It's too expensive. The balls cost too much. You keep losing.
Right. So did you play against the Mexico teams back then? And do you still have any connections with some of those folks?
Yeah, I'm still very good friends with a lot of the people I went to high school with. You know, we've grown up. We see each other at funerals and weddings now. You know, that's how that goes. But I was just thinking this morning, it's like with my connection. We did play Mexico in basketball, not in football. We played basketball. And I can remember that I used to guard Jim Willer. And I was thinking, it's like I've known Jim Willer when I was in preschool. My mother used to bring my sister to the CP school, which was cerebral palsy school back then, that's now the CT school. And when she would bring my sister there, she would drop me off at Miss Gilman's preschool, which was here in Mexico. Well, Jim Willer was there. So I knew Jim Willer there.
Was he 6 feet then? Over 6 foot then?
Well, we're the two tallest kids.
Okay.
And then I guarded him in high school in basketball. Then in college, I saw Jim at an intramural game, And then when I moved to Mexico, Jim lived across the street from me. So he just followed me everywhere.
That's very, very
crazy.
I love that story. So you go on to college afterwards. When do you get into Mexico, or do you live elsewhere in between that time?
Oh, I lived in Jonesburg for a while. When I did construction, I worked for Kimco Aluminum. We basically put up pole barns.
Yeah.
And when I was swinging 35 feet off the air tying trusses together, I decided it's time to find a different career.
Yeah. Very, very nice. I'll tell you what, let's take our first break.
Okay.
We'll come back and we'll kind of find out when you came over to the Handy Shop and talk a little bit about your roles and responsibilities here. And we'll be back with more of Meet the Community. Martin Keller, our guest this morning on AM 1340 KXEO.